Hey, everybody, this is GF Joe, Gluten-Free Joe. It's Sunday, February 2010. Well, no, February 10th, 2019. Anyway, this is how my day starts, is that I get up, read a little Bible scripture, go to my cabinet, look for some breakfast. The basic thing for me is I can have a lot of corn that is naturally gluten-free. And then I like the idea of going on a little keto-ish diet or a keto-ish ambition. I'm not totally keto, but I do have some of that coffee known as blankety blank proof, you know. I'm not recommending any brands right now today. I'm just talking about going gluten free. And thank you for listening to my podcast. I think after 20 years, I have the right to call myself an expert. I've been gluten free for 20 years since 1997, since I found out. And I want to talk about some nuts today. Legumes, nuts, and all that stuff. I love eating the pistachios. I love those. But be careful when you have some of those. Cross-contamination can happen. I have a lot of peanuts. Walnuts I like to eat. And almonds. Those are my top. Four, three, whatever that was. We have peanuts, pistachios, almonds, and walnuts. Those are great. Usually those are gluten-free, and they're on the safe list. I think I put a little list out there in my podcast. I might upload a PDF file. But anyway, if you have any questions or comments, go ahead and respond to this podcast and I'll follow up. I'll get a notification on my cell phone that somebody responded. But anyway, GF Joe has been gluten-free 20 years. All right, so the second thing on my list was I have almond milk with my corn cereal. That's gluten-free. I'll have a protein bar because I want some protein with that. I do like the Bulletproof powder, collagen protein, but the Bulletproof bar is made in a facility that has wheat, so I cannot officially endorse that. Even though it says gluten-free on it, it's made in the same facility as a wheat product, so it's probably cross-contaminated, and that's the Bulletproof brand collagen protein bars. Even though it's gluten-free, I have it. I don't get a reaction, but for celiac people, I would not recommend it. No way. It's on the same equipment as wheat products, and you don't want to deal with that. So as long as I don't get a reaction, I'm good with it. You know what I mean? And that's a lot of my trial and error after 20 years, but now it's all just by memory and experience and wisdom. What else do I have for breakfast? I'll make my own bread, which is Bob's Red Mill multi-grain bread, and I love that. I stick it in the machine and I cheat. I use the machine. I'm a baker by trade. I can do it manually from scratch, but I like Bob's Red Mill. It's ready to go. What I do is I don't use the yeast. I make it a quick bread. Yeast gives me a bad reaction. And I use a tiny, tiny bit of it, but I substitute the yeast with baking soda and baking powder in Bob's Red Mill multi-grain gluten-free bread. And it's great. And I love it. And that I usually have for my sandwiches if I have a burger or a grilled cheese sandwich. Now, The other products I love for my dairy intolerance is From the Heart cheese. It's made in Greece, I believe, and I love it. It's great cheese. I have the yellow version, and it melts great, and I have it a lot. So that's my kind of like my lunch snack is maybe a cheese sandwich and then another protein bar. Or I go out and get some chicken wings that are naked, either from the major players out there in their franchise world, or they're grilled. Chick-fil-A has grilled nuggets, and they're naked, so I like those. So those are great nuggets to have. Usually those don't give me a reaction. So that's basically my breakfast and lunch is corn cereal in the morning with a bulletproof collagen protein bar that doesn't react to me, and even though it says gluten-free on it. In the packaging itself, it says it's manufactured in the same facility as wheat products. So I would stay away from that if you're celiac or you have cross-contamination issues. The other thing for supper, I'll have grilled nuggets. I'll buy a bag of some gluten-free grilled nuggets. Or Ian's. I love Ian's. I-A-N-S. Fish sticks. And it's made out of cornmeal is the breading. And I love that. So Ian's fish sticks is great. And also Ian's chicken nuggets. Now, for me personally, I cannot have my middle ground of allergy is white rice. Anything with middle ground and above, I avoid. So Ian's chicken nuggets has brown rice in it, so I cannot have it. But my brother bought it for me, and I tested it out. It seemed okay. So I love the Ian products. Those are in a dedicated gluten-free facility. What else? And drinks. I don't have beer. We all know that. Beer is full of gluten, so we don't want to drink any beer. Now, there are gluten-free beers out there made with sorghum flour and stuff like that. So that's where I'm at today. Any questions, comments, don't be afraid to ask or give me a shout. This is GF Joe. Tonight's podcast is February 10th, 2019. Catch you later. See you guys.